Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of 12 Hop Flop with me, Floppy, your guide to a bouncier, happier life. Today, we're snuggling into a topic that's close to my heart and whiskers, LOP's legacy, building a meaningful and impactful life legacy. As a LOP rabbit with quite the experience in burrowing and nest making, I've come to realise that what we leave behind isn't just the tunnels we've dug or the straw we've gathered, but the feelings and memories we create for others. Today's episode is all about understanding how each of you can build a legacy that lasts longer than the most delicious carrot stash and enriches your burrow. And by burrow, I mean your community and the wider world. So let's twitch our noses, perk up our ears, and hop into this exciting journey of legacy building together. It's going to be as fun and enlightening as a game of hopscotch in the meadow. When we talk about legacy, what comes to mind might be grand achievements or monumental acts. But as a wise rabbit once told me, a legacy is like the subtle scent trail we leave. It's the impact and memories that linger long after we've hopped on to new adventures. Let's break it down. What is a legacy? In the simplest terms, a legacy is what you leave behind when you're not in the room. It's how you're remembered and the influence that continues to affect others, whether through direct actions, the values you've championed, or the love you've spread. There are different ways you can leave a legacy, and here are three examples. Personal legacy. This could be the wisdom you impart to your kids, or children, in human terms. It's the kindness you show to others, the resilience you model through challenging times, and the passions you pursue with vigour. Professional legacy. For humans, this could mean the contributions you make in your career. Maybe you're a teacher who inspires curiosity in young minds, or a gardener whose green thumb beautifies your neighbourhood. Communal legacy. This involves the broader impacts on your community and environment. It could be the initiatives you start to bring people together, or the efforts you contribute to making your local park a cleaner, happier place for everyone. By understanding these types, we start to see how every little action contributes to a larger story. Remember, building a legacy doesn't require doing things that are out of this world. It starts right in your own backyard, or burrow, as I like to say. Let's talk for a bit about personal legacy. Building a personal legacy is not just about the big leaps we take, but the small, gentle hops along the way. It's not only about what you achieve for yourself. It's about the impressions you leave in the hearts and minds of those around you. It's about the warmth of your presence and how your actions resonate long after you've hopped away. Now, let's think about how to identify what's truly important to you. What makes your heart leap with joy? Is it gathering with family, diving deep into a hobby, or perhaps lending a helping paw to someone in need? These joys are the seeds from which your legacy grows. Just like I take my quiet moments in the burrow to reflect when the world outside falls silent, take your time to ponder these questions. Let me share a couple of stories where small actions led to big impacts. Picture this. The age-old tale of the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise, with his slow but steady pace, teaches us that persistence can triumph over speed. It's a simple story, but it leaves a powerful message about the value of perseverance and courage. And of course, there's a little tale from my own life. One fine day, I managed to nudge open the tricky latch on our food bin. Not just to sneak a treat, mind you, but it turned into a lesson for both 8-Bit and me. We learned a bit about problem solving and a lot about teamwork. Now, we use those lessons every day. You see, your personal legacy is crafted through each small decision you make and every interaction you have. Whether it's a smile shared with a stranger or a comforting nuzzle to a friend in need, these simple acts knit together a tapestry of influence that enriches your life and those around you. Listeners, does this make you think about the small actions you take each day? How do you think they contribute to your legacy? Let's ponder this together as we move on to professional legacy. When you think about your career or professional life, What kind of tracks do you want to leave behind? It's not just about climbing the carrot pile, it's about creating pathways that others can follow or improve upon. Building a legacy at work or in your career often starts with asking, what can I contribute that will outlast my time here? It might be mentoring a younger colleague, enhancing a process, or simply bringing positivity into your workplace every day. Remember, every job, no matter how small it seems, has the potential to make a big impact. For example, consider a gardener who plants trees in the community. Each tree will grow and provide shade and beauty long after the gardener has moved on. Or think about a teacher whose lessons and encouragement inspire students to pursue their dreams, perhaps changing the course of their lives forever. Balancing career ambitions with personal values is also crucial. It's like finding the perfect spot to rest in the sun. It needs to feel just right. How do you align your career with your core beliefs and passions? This alignment ensures that the legacy you build at work resonates with who you are and what you truly value. Let me toss a question to you, my friends. How do you blend your professional endeavours with your personal values? Have you found your sunny spot yet? Now let's discuss communal legacy. Creating a legacy within your community can be like planting a garden. It's about nurturing growth and contributing to a collective bloom. Whether it's through volunteering, organising community events, or simply being a good neighbour, the seeds you plant in your community can blossom into something truly special. Contributing to your community might seem like a big task, but remember, every little bit helps. It could be as simple as participating in a local cleanup or as involved as starting a community garden. Each action adds up, like the nibbles that turn a leaf into lace. The power of collective action is something we rabbits understand well. Alone, one rabbit can do some, but together, we can do so much more. This holds true for humans too. When you band together with others who share your vision, the impact of your actions can multiply exponentially. Imagine what you can achieve for your neighbourhood, your city, or even the wider world. For instance, think about how a small group of dedicated folks can turn an unused plot of land into a thriving park that benefits everyone, or how a neighbourhood watch programme can make everyone feel safer and more connected. So, what are some ways you've contributed to your community, or what's a project you've been dreaming about starting? Next, let's delve into sustainable practices that can help ensure your legacy is not just memorable, but enduring. Thinking about legacy in terms of sustainability is like thinking about how best to conserve your energy throughout the day so you have plenty left for a playful evening. It's about making choices today that ensure you and the world around you thrive tomorrow. Consider long-term thinking while making daily decisions. Just as I choose which treats to nibble based on what will keep me hopping happily longer, you can make decisions that have lasting positive impacts. This could be anything from reducing waste, choosing sustainable products, or even investing time and energy in relationships that build stronger communities. For instance, choosing to bike to work instead of driving reduces pollution and can improve your health, impacting both the environment and your personal legacy of wellness. Or, by choosing to invest in renewable energy for your home, you're not just saving on bills, you're contributing to a larger legacy of environmental stewardship. Think about sustainable habits that contribute to a lasting legacy. Building sustainable habits is like building a burrow. It takes time and effort, but once it's established, it provides comfort and security for a long time. Think about the habits you can develop that will help sustain your legacy. Maybe it's as simple as writing thoughtful emails that foster clear communication, or perhaps it involves more complex actions like regular volunteering. Remember, every action, no matter how small, when repeated consistently, can weave a durable fabric of legacy. Think about what small sustainable habits you could start today that might echo down through your personal and professional life. Now let's reflect on our legacies and how we can evaluate and adjust them to ensure they are as impactful as we intend. Reflection is a powerful tool. Just as I sometimes pause in my hopping to ensure I'm still on the right path, it's vital for you to occasionally stop and think about the tracks you're leaving behind. How do you assess the impact of your actions? Start by asking yourself some simple questions. Are the seeds I planted growing into the kind of garden I hoped for? Am I contributing to my community in ways that feel meaningful? This can involve seeking feedback from others, looking at the outcomes of your projects, or simply observing the changes in your environment and relationships. For example, if you've been mentoring someone, you might reflect on their growth and development. Are they more confident and capable because of your guidance? This kind of feedback can be incredibly affirming and can guide you in fine-tuning your legacy. I suggest that you use tools for reflection and adjustment. Keeping a journal can be a great way to track your thoughts and progress over time. You might also consider regular discussions with friends, family, or mentors who can provide honest feedback and new perspectives. Think of it as having a warren of fellow rabbits to help keep your burrow in order. As we take time to reflect, we find opportunities not just to celebrate our successes, but also to learn from our missteps and adjust our path forward. So, what have you discovered about your legacy through reflection? How has it shaped the way you move forward? Thank you, dear listeners, for joining me, Floppy, on this journey through the meadows of meaningful legacies. We've covered a lot today, from understanding what a legacy is and exploring personal, professional, and community legacies to discussing sustainable practices and the importance of reflection. Remember, every small action you take can contribute to a larger story, much like every nibble on a carrot helps to sustain a happy, healthy rabbit. Your legacy is built day by day through each choice and interaction, whether it's with friends, family, colleagues, or the environment around you. I hope today's episode has inspired you to think about the tracks you're leaving and how they might guide or inspire others long after you've hopped to new adventures. As always, I'm here to remind you that even the smallest bunny can make the biggest difference. Before we say goodbye, I'd love to hear from you. What are some ways you're working on building your legacy? Drop a comment or leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe for more whisker-twitching insights. Thank you for tuning in, and remember, keep hopping forward and building a legacy that's as unique and wonderful as you are.